Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
I'm John Civilton from the IRS.
Oh, hey, that's great. Come right in. Join me for a beer?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson,
yeah.
Last year you wrote off a $750 business lunch.
Yes, I did.
Now, what was that for?
A high-level client meeting here in Philadelphia.
And what's your position again?
Shipping clerk.
Mm. You also wrote off a $15,000 business trip to your company's office in Rio.
Yep, that's correct.
Mr. Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Your company doesn't have an office in Rio.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And your biggest write-off was a $40,000 addition to your home.
Yes, it's a work area.
Mr. Johnson,
uh-huh.
A hot tub does not constitute a work area.
It's for stress.
As I see it, you owe the IRS exactly $134,986.72.
I do?
Frankly, the only luxury you can still afford is the one you're drinking, Meisterbrow.
You don't have to be rich to enjoy a beer as rich and smooth as Meisterbrow. It only tastes expensive.
Boy, Simpleton, you had me worried there. Come on, grab a Meisterbrow and join me for one last sip in the hot tub.
Rich, smooth Meisterbrow. The beer that only tastes expensive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.